Representation. Fall comes on like a war or a presidency, and I, who have been anticipating it since May, get my flannel shirts out of the trunk immediately, even if most days it is still too warm for them, and my neighbor, with his shirt off, will probably persist drinking and listening to country music in his driveway until after the first snow. I admit I decorate myself like a grade school teacher's bulletin board, the cardboard leaves in red and yellow and brown bought from Michael's, tacky, unnatural, and glossy, but meant to be instructive to the children, like the loopy cursive alphabet above the whiteboard. Fall comes on like a war or a presidency, and it is election season. The first debate was almost a week ago, and it is still the only news. The online journals arranging each day new articles, each day more dire, out of what we all watched together and shrugged at the end, having seen even more of what we expected than we could have imagined, and wondered if this exercise in democracy was really worth sacrificing our more fun plans for the evening. Fall comes on like a war or a presidency. 100 years ago, the war was still on, and in Paris, before the Génération was properly perdue, the aging newspapermen and the generals too old to be of use were saying already how everything was changed forever, and still consumptives and aristocrats talked genealogies in cafes and in the drawing rooms of women who wore their flowers now in empty bullet casings. Fall comes on like a war or a presidency, and I can sometimes be caught saying that this is what I love about Vermont, the way the seasons really change, and my instructive wools and flannels here are articles of survival, not like back home. And I can sometimes be caught saying this to someone in a t-shirt that reads, "I stand with Standing Rock," or "Black Lives Matter," or "Bernie Sanders for president," and sometimes we both shudder, probably from the night air, which is chilly now, though not so much that you can't still wear a t-shirt.